Good afternoon, I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. In an email release today, Senator Marco Rubio voiced his support for Puerto Rico statehood. He wrote, "Our fellow American citizens in Puerto Rico have democratically expressed their support for becoming a state. I urge my Senate colleagues to keep an open mind and learn more about statehood before taking a firm position in opposition." Today, the Florida legislature opened a 60-day session. Danielle Pryor reports Governor Ron DeSantis urged the legislature to pass his Combating Violence, Disorder, and Looting and Law Enforcement Protection Act during today's annual State of the State address.
DeSantis said House Bill 1 would prohibit violent assemblies and the destruction of monuments, increase the penalties for assaulting law enforcement, and ban defunding the police. DeSantis said the bill contains the, quote, strongest anti-rioting reforms in the nation, and that it would send a clear message that Florida stands with officers.
To paraphrase an old Merle Haggard song, when you mess with the men and women in law enforcement, you're walking on the fighting side of me.
Democrat Bobby DeBose delivered the rebuttal. He said DeSantis's proposed legislation would limit the First Amendment rights of residents. He called on support for House Bill 1451 instead. The bill would prohibit the use of neck restraints and set up a database of officers who have committed major misconduct.
Florida deserves fair and just policing policies to ensure everyone is treated with respect and that our law enforcement officers are all considered allies to all communities.
The first day of the spring legislative session was gaveled in today as the state faces a $2 billion budget deficit and an ongoing pandemic and recession. In Orlando, I'm Danielle Pryor.
Drug maker Merck will help produce rival Johnson & Johnson's newly approved coronavirus vaccine in an effort to expand supply more quickly. A Biden administration official confirmed that news today. The White House wants to speed the production of the single-dose vaccine. Officials have said Johnson & Johnson faced unexpected production issues with its vaccine and produced only 3.9 million doses ahead of its receiving emergency use authorization on Saturday. The company says it's on pace to deliver 100 million doses by the end of June. Florida added more than 7,100 new positive coronavirus cases today and 140 deaths. Several news organizations are reporting that Florida shipped about a quarter of its total vaccines to the central distribution hub of grocery giant Publix, but the state didn't know exactly where the shots will end up or even which counties they're destined to reach. It amounts to about 70,000 vaccine doses a week. A federal judge has scolded the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and ordered it to release records concerning the endangered key deer. Jenny Stiletovich reports the Sierra Club sued the agency in 2019 after word leaked that wildlife managers were considering removing protections for the deer.
In 2018, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service confirmed it was considering downlisting endangered key deer to a less protected status. That came as a shock to the conservation world because the only population of key deer on the planet still faces the very same threats: disease, development, and sea rise. When the Sierra Club asked for records about the decision, the agency refused. It said an assessment of the deer was still in draft form, and releasing it before it was complete would confuse the public. At the time, the agency was under orders from the Trump administration to shrink the endangered species list. But last week, a Washington, D.C. federal judge found evidence the report had been completed. He ordered wildlife managers to hand it over and said the agency would have to find a better explanation for not releasing the earlier drafts, too. The court remains unpersuaded, the judge wrote, that a nonspecific fear of confusion suffices to meet the agency's burden. I'm Jenny Stiletovich in Miami.
Finally, the last surviving member of the Wailers has died. The manager of reggae music legend Bunny Wailer says he died in his native Jamaica at the age of 73. The singer formed the Wailers in 1963 with the late Bob Marley and Peter Tosh. They catapulted to fame with the album Catch a Fire. Bunny Wailer's death is being mourned worldwide. His manager says the three-time Grammy winner died today from complications from a stroke he had last July. Here's the weather tonight: mostly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms developing after midnight. Overnight lows will be in the high 60s. Tomorrow, windy with thunderstorms in the morning, then partly cloudy later, highs in the low 70s tomorrow. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM, on the WMNF app, and on WMNF.org.